Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say.
Yes, my friends, it's time for story time on the Midlife Crisis Dance Party, a weekly excursion into the mind of the moderator of this program. This week's story time is entitled Airgasms for the Masses. I had occasion this week to think about sexual fetishes and about what turns people on. There are many unique sexual fetishes in the world. There are people who derive sexual pleasure from seeing people in red long johns carrying a tuna fish sandwich downstairs. And there are people who are turned on by barking dock workers with spiked collars. But before this week, I never had any idea that air and rubber could be combined to create arousal. I thought about this because I just bought a small air compressor. I've wanted an air compressor for many years, but I always held off on buying one because I so rarely had the use for it. I mean, unless you're filling up a river raft or pumping up basketballs on a regular basis, why do you need an air compressor? But this year I got a flat tire on my riding mower and I needed an air compressor, and that need for an air compressor became a crisis, and so I bought one. And I want to share with you, my friends, that I had the most magical experience the first time I used it. For as the air filled my very flat tires, I felt first a feeling of wonder and then a feeling of euphoria that left me glowing. It was partly a feeling of accomplishment, but it was much, much more than that. It was a surprising and strong and palpable feeling of euphoria watching the air fill that very flat tire. It was at once emotional and physical. I call what happened to me an airgasm. And that experience of joy led me to wonder what on earth I was feeling and whether I'd stumbled upon some perverse new fetish. Well, my research uncovered some startling data. According to the online tool, the Opentopedia Encyclopedia, there is a physiological and psychological condition called inflatophilia, which describes a syndrome in which individuals derive sexual satisfaction from or are sexually aroused by inflatable objects or toys. Now, I would not say that my feeling with my tire was sexual, but I can tell you that it felt pretty darn groovy. The online article I read claims that inflatophiles are most attracted to and turned on by inflatables that are animal shape. But any inflatable object will trigger the same response. So that explains that I am likely aroused or especially attracted to spherical inflatables like tires, though I might also be turned on by inflated puffer fish or birds or frogs with puffy pouches, and I may not even know it. It is said that this fixation on inflatables has psychological and behavioral overlaps with balloon fetishism. Who knew? Balloon fetishism. And like balloon fetishists, inflatophiles have been categorized into one of three subtypes. First, there are poppers, who pop balloons. Then there are inflators, who like to inflate balloons. And finally, there are the deflators, who are individuals who derive pleasure from releasing the air in their inflatable objects while sitting or lying on top of them. The theoretical underpinning for these three subtypes of inflatophilia is very interesting to me. It appears to be rooted in early conditioning from when you're an infant, in which a baby associates early textures and smells of balloons and elastic objects with pleasure. It is suggested that that pleasure merges with smells of the mother, and then when puberty arrives, some sort of edible transference takes place, and when you realize that you cannot mate within your own family, you turn your desires to forbidden love with an inflated dolphin. Did that make sense at all? Early on, you're conditioned as a baby. You associate early textures and smells of balloons and elastic objects for pleasure. That pleasure merges with the smell of your mother, and then when puberty arrives, there is a transference that takes place. And then during that transference, you realize you cannot mate within your family, so you turn your desires to forbidden love with an inflated object. The article does say that inflatophilia does not generally get in the way of other relationships, and that inflatophile folks make reliable and well-balanced life partners. Well, that is me. I am reliable, I am well-balanced, and if you can't find me, I will be out in the yard reliably inflating and deflating my tires. So that I can promise you. I decided to end my research into all of this after reading about a guy who wears full motocross gear and aggressively humps vinyl Shamu pool rafts until they explode. So clearly, following some obsessions can only end in tragedy. So anyway, that is the story of the airgasm. If you too have had an airgasm, let me know. Perhaps we could start an airgasm therapy group or something. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.